Prophecy Club, and we're going to be talking about news today, and I've got my good friend Pastor Dan on with me today. Dan, welcome back to the Prophecy Club.
Glad to be here.
All right, what's the first news article you've got for us?
Well, this is a real good one. I'm really curious to see how you'll comment. Obama to Palestinians, delay statehood until election is over. WorldNet Daily, New York. The Obama administration has asked the Palestinian Authority to delay its bid to unilaterally declare a state in the United Nations until after November's presidential election. And that's from a senior PA official told WorldNet Daily. The official, speaking on condition of autonomy, said the request was passed to PA President Mohammed Abbas' office by the U.S. consulate in Jerusalem earlier this month.
Okay, as far as the delaying of the statehood, I think that Michael Bolte was correct when he said that as soon as Obama is back in office, and I believe he also believed that Obama would be reelected, that's not of thus saith the Lord, but he said, you watch, he said, Obama will then take the mask off. We know that he has told the Russians to just hold off until he is in office concerning, and the topic they were discussing was possibly removing the rockets from Turkey. We also know that he told the Palestinians to hold off until he was in office. We also know that he has told other groups to just hold off until he's back in office. In other words, I feel it's saying that he's going to really pull the mask off and really show what kind of an evil person we really have in the White House once he is reelected.
With recent comments by Netanyahu about attacking Iran before the election, there's a strong possibility that the PA may also do the same thing, because right now with the polls looking like they're headed towards Romney, if the PA pulls it off now, then they know that they'll get his backing. And same way with Netanyahu. I don't know what's going to happen, but there's a lot out there about it. I really don't think that he will be reelected.
Well, I don't know whether he will, but there's two things I have to say about that. One is Terry Hale, unfortunately, cannot come speak because his wife is sick, but he's the one that had the two dreams. One of them was showing that Obama would be reelected, but then I talked to Maurice Sklar. He's the child prodigy with the violin, and he's going to be speaking for Prophecy Club October the 5th, Lord willing. And he was told that at the very last moment, there would be some kind of information come out, and it would totally blow Obama out of the possibilities of being the next president. So I don't know. We'll see which one of these people are really hearing from God. But now, as far as Obama being reelected, no, I don't know who is going to be in office. I will say that I personally, what I see coming into the future, it makes more sense to me that Obama would be in. However, and if you may be asking who am I going to vote for, I don't think I can vote for a Muslim, and I don't think I can vote for a Mormon. So I'm not going to vote for anyone, but I will probably vote against Obama, you know, anybody but Obama. And let me also say, I do not think that a real Christian can vote for Obama, because, brothers and sisters, it's not about the color of the skin, and it's not about whether he gives you what you want or not. What the issue here is which one follows the teachings and the laws of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And when Obama stands up and says homosexuality is okay or abortion is okay, then it doesn't make any difference what his political stance is. He's wrong with the Lord. And if we are a Christian and if we vote for that, then, you know, we got to ask ourselves a real serious question. Are we a Christian? No, wait a minute, Stan. Now, you're getting here real close to a line. Now, wait a minute. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. All right, so, in other words, if we're a Christian, brothers and sisters, we keep the commandments of Jesus. That's what being a Christian is. It means that we read the New Testament, and we follow it. We read the Bible, and we follow it to the very best of our abilities. We all fall short, but we do the best that we can. So, no, I don't think that a Christian can vote for Obama. Irregardless of what the skin color is, that's irrelevant. It's where do they stand with Christ and his teachings? That is the question. Now concerning Iran, I personally don't think that we're heading to World War III yet. Now it is possible that there's a small skirmish that could come up between Israel and Iran, but I do not see it leading to World War III yet, and that is primarily because of what Prophet Leslie was told. As you recall, she was shown, now this is not necessarily the order that they'll come in. I've said this many times, I'll keep saying it. Omar ushers in Palestinian state. Catastrophe hits America. One of America's greatest times of need. Now, hold on right there. Okay, the first one was, these are headlines to the fall of America. The first one says, in other words, there will be a newspaper headline that actually says, Omar ushers in Palestinian state. Now, as a confirmation of this, we again have Shane Warren coming to speak, and I believe that date is October the 9th. Again, these are not set in stone yet. I won't have them all confirmed, but we will get back with you and let you know when they're all confirmed. However, he was shown that America will split from the Great Lakes down to the Gulf of Mexico. And he said, I heard an audible voice speak from behind me and say, they split my land, I split theirs. So, I think that it's still not time for World War III. We've still got to see the Palestinian state. Once we see that, probably within days, maybe even the very next day, then America will be hit with this giant catastrophe that will split from the Great Lakes down to the Gulf of Mexico. That will be one of America's greatest times of need. Then Israel will refuse to help America. Then Israel will be attacked. That is the beginning of World War III. So I don't see Israel attacking Iran as the start of World War III. I see the start of World War III is when the Arabs attack Israel after the catastrophe has hit America.
My thoughts on Iran are this, that a war with Iran, if Israel attacked Iran, there are some, actually several people that I've talked to on radio that have talked about this. It wouldn't be the start of World War III by any means, but it would be a war that brought a certain amount of peace to Israel and allowed for a time for a Palestinian state to come about, and also allowed for the biggest prophecy that the Jews are looking for before the return of their Messiah, Ben David, and that is a time of great prosperity for Israel. And in order to do that, they believe that there's probably going to have to be a war first. And so that might be what this Iranian thing's all about. Coming California earthquake, the big one coming? Is it the big one? A swarm of quakes rattled California, Arizona on Sunday. California earthquake swarms leave residents on edge, August 27, 2012. Residents in Imperial town of Brawley were continuing to assess damage caused by an earthquake storm, still rumbling underneath the region that forced school closures and displaced several residents. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, after a series of milder quakes, the magnitude 3.8 trembler hit at 10:02 a.m. Sunday, about 3 miles northwest of Brawley, a 25,000-person city nestled between the San Andres and the Imperial Faults. More than 400 quakes followed, stretching into Monday morning. Several dozen earthquakes with magnitudes of at least 3.5 shook the same area near the southern end of the Salton Sea in Graves. Now, that was a swarm that just came. I mean, 400 quakes. What do you think, Stan?
The Bible says in Matthew 24:7, for nation shall rise against nation. Now, I believe that's talking about World War I, and kingdom against kingdom, that's World War II, and there shall be famines, pestilences, earthquakes in divers places. Now, divers places are not like a diver in the sea that goes down deep in the sea. It's talking about diverse or various places around the globe. Now, this is a scripture that is commonly misunderstood. It says that there will be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. It does not say that there will be famines in diverse places alone, or pestilences alone, or earthquakes. It says, when you see these three things, famines and pestilences and earthquakes. Okay, have we seen famines? Yeah, no questions. Have we seen pestilences? Well, you know, I mean, could you call AIDS pestilences? But in terms of pestilences that come in like swarms of locusts, or something that will really cause us to begin to starve to death? Nah, I don't think so. I mean, earthquakes have increased so much in the last few years that nobody will deny that they have increased. We don't have to go to the USGS.gov website to discover that earthquakes have increased. So one of the three is definitely saying it's happening. Now, the next thing is saying that famines and pestilences are also coming. It says, All of these are the beginning of sorrows. However, the earthquake that hit Banda Aceh, December the 26th of 2004, that following Sunday, I was preaching in our church. I took a right step, and all of a sudden, I got a download. I mean, the Lord spoke to my heart and said that that was the breaking of the water. And I've said this many times on the radio. In other words, that is the woman's water breaking, meaning that they're going into the woman's time of travail. From then on, we're going to see the birth pains get closer and harder and closer and harder until finally the baby, i.e. Jesus, is born back into the world. So have we seen pestilences, famines, and earthquakes all together at the same time? You know, it'd be hard to say yes on that, but there is no question that we have seen some famines, some pestilences, and we're seeing a lot of earthquakes. So is it fully in swing here? Not by this definition, but by what the Lord told me, I believe so.
In other parts of California, Sacramento area, there's loud booms in the foothills. People from all over El Dorado County saying they're hearing loud booms several times a week. But there are many theories on what's causing them. I thought it was thunder, said one person. It's definitely not thunder, too consistent. I thought it was just mining, said another person. I always considered them to be sonic booms from flying aircraft for years. Stan, these booms have been going on not only in California, but all over the country. Do you think these are related to the earthquakes?
Well, not only are they going on in California and across the America, but they're going on around the world. If you Google strange sounds, you can hear these. I mean, it's not even sonic booms. It's some really, really loud, strange sounds is all you can really say, and they don't even know where they're coming from. Now, what could it be? Okay, let me give you some scenarios. Maybe it is war in the heavenlies. Maybe the angels are fighting. Maybe Michael and his angels are fighting. Who knows? Maybe that. It also could be scalar wave. Now, you remember scalar wave? We'll be right back after this message. I just made the revised Revelation verse by verse 2.0. The new 2.0 version has 612 PowerPoint slides, 212 pictures, and 10 charts. The topics are, what is the message of the seven churches? Who are the four horsemen? Is Revelation layered or sequential? What is a probable time for the tribulation to begin? Who are the beasts from the sea, the earth, and the pit? What does is fallen mean? What does it look like the day Jesus returns? Is the day of the Lord a year, a month, or a 24-hour day? Who is the woman who rides the beast? Who is the false prophet? Does the New Jerusalem come down at the end of 6,000 years or 7,000 years? When do we get our mansions? Are there one or two judgments on America? When is the door shut to the five virgins? Does everyone who survives Armageddon automatically get a glorified body? Two-thirds of mankind is killed in the tribulation. What happens to the other one-third? 8 hours, four DVDs, valued at $120. The upgrade gift amount is $30. The full version, $75. Call 785-266-1112. Ask for 2.0. That's Revelation verse by verse, second version, 2.0. Call 785-266-1112 or go to prophecyclub.com. Revelation verse by verse, 2.0. The Prophecy Club's famous summer blowout is about to end. Right now, you can still get six DVDs of your choice, normally valued at over $180, all for a gift to the ministry of just $100. The offer expires August the 31st. Not available on the internet, you gotta call 785-266-1112. Six DVDs for a gift of $100 or more. Ends August 31st, 785-266-1112. And now, back to the program. It also could be scalar wave. Now, you remember scalar wave can leave one point on the globe and appear at another point on the globe, and it does not move from, in other words, it's not like a radio wave moving from one place to the other. It leaves one place and appears at the other, and there is no way you can even tell it was there, except birds leave the area or things die. That may also explain why flocks of birds, by the way, are still, we just got some other articles on that just in the last couple of weeks, birds are still occasionally around the globe falling out of the earth dead. Now, I can understand one bird that is sick that tries to fly and falls. I can understand a few of them. I cannot understand a whole flock of several hundred birds all of a sudden dying in mid-flight, falling to the ground dead. I mean, they are dead by the time they hit the ground is what the people are saying. The only thing that gives an answer that I can think of is got to be scalar wave. Now, what is scalar wave? Scalar wave can go around the globe. It can take out anything in the air, on the land, on the sea, or under the sea. Now, that also explains, as you recall, about a year, year and a half ago, there was many reports of dead fish. Okay, in the rivers, in the lakes, just these dead fish were washing up on shore. For no particular reason, they autopsied them, and both the birds and the fish, and they could not detect that there was any kind of disease that was killing them. They couldn't figure out what killed these fish and these birds. It answers to scalar wave. However, there is another option. Now, I don't know about the birds and the fish, but let's go back to the earthquakes. It could very well be that there really is a 10th planet out there. And this 10th planet is dark, meaning you can't see it unless you have a really fancy telescope. And they say that it's actually out the South Pole, so you'd have to be at the South Pole to even see it, is the report. And it's called Nibiru. And supposedly, but according to John Moore, he says that it's out the South Pole, and it is about four times the size of the planet Earth, but it has 10 times the magnetic pull. So this giant magnet is getting close to our Earth, and that is what is beginning to wake up the volcanoes, the sunspots, the sun activity, the strange storms, the strange tornadoes, and possibly the earthquakes. I mean, if you think about it, if a giant magnet were to come into our solar system, it could start affecting all kinds of things. Now, what John Moore said was they actually began to detect that some of the planets were changing their orbits, and according to NASA calculations, they had estimated that this planet must be there, someplace out the South Hemisphere. So in 1979, they sent out Pioneer 10. I believe I'm getting my facts correct. And it found it. Now, the interesting part that kind of points to this is prior to 1979, there wasn't any nations on Earth that had any underground facilities for continuity of government. However, after 1979, they all started preparing underground survival facilities, putting seed and things like that. And we do know that Mountain House is now selling all of the extra freeze-dried food they can possibly sell to the government. Okay, so why is the government buying massive amounts of ammunition, massive amounts of freeze-dried food? Obviously, they know something they're not telling us. So to summarize, these earthquakes, it could be caused by this other planet out there. It could be angels. Who knows? I think it is one of the signs of the end times, and that's our real question. Is it a sign that we're in the last days? Yes, we are in the last days, and it's beginning to reach the point to where even people that are not prophecy students are scratching their head and saying, you know what? Something's going on here. They don't know what it is yet, but something's going on.
We are in the time of the end, just before Messiah's return. The time of the end is a separate period of time other than the tribulation.
I like that comment. Explain that comment. What's the difference between the end of time and the tribulation?
The time of the end is the time leading up to Messiah's return before the tribulation, but it is the last generation's time before the return of Yeshua Messiah.
I agree.
Last Thursday, U.S. Marine Brandon Robb, who served 2 tours of duty in Iraq and Afghanistan, was detained by the FBI and local authorities for posting controversial anti-government political comments on the social media site Facebook. Although 26-year-old Brandon Robb was forcibly detained against his will for political views, he was not charged with any criminal misconduct, a hallmark of the nasty Gestapo tactic of indefinite psychiatric detention, which was used to crush political dissidents. John Whitehead, a constitutional attorney representing Robb, discussed how the U.S. government violated his client's First Amendment rights with RT yesterday. He also made an appearance on GBTV with Glenn Beck, in which he made even more shocking revelations. Whitehead told Glenn Beck he is getting calls from military veterans all over the country subjected to the same Nazi-style psychiatric detention for their political views. More alarming is when Beck asked the people if the people of the left-wing ideology, meaning members of the Occupy Wall Street, were being detained. Whitehead responded saying he can't say for sure because people all over the country are just disappearing.
Okay, now, brothers and sisters, I'm going to read a couple of scriptures here for you, and I just want to say right up front, I'm not trying to scare you, but I want to try to explain where we're eventually going in this nation. I know a lot of people think Jesus could return at any time. No. It's too far off. It's probably more like 2040, 2047, something like that. We still got a lot of living to go through. Now, the reason I say that is try to picture a time when these scriptures about America are fulfilled. Revelation 18:20, and then I'm going to jump down to 24. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. Now this is talking about America. So can you try to imagine a time when God is saying, rejoice over the destruction of America, ye holy apostles and prophets, for God has avenged you on her. That tells you that at some point in the future, that America is going to be a Christian killing machine. No, Stan, no. Well, listen, let's go to verse 24. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. Try to imagine a time when God has said that we should be rejoicing over the destruction of this nation, because in this nation and upon all on the earth are found the blood of prophets and of saints. Apparently, America turns into a Christian killing machine that doesn't just kill them here, but is responsible for killing them around the globe. Kind of like Germany was responsible for killing Jews, not just in Germany, but in Poland and other nations. Apparently, America turns into a Christian and a prophet and an apostle killing machine. That's what it's saying. Now, could it be that these are the early rumblings of that killing machine being started?
A Texas leader is warning of what he calls a civil war, possible invasion of United Nations troops if President Barack Obama is reelected. Lubbock County Judge Tom Head is convinced that Mr. Obama winning a second term would lead to a revolt by the American people. He's pushing for a tax increase for the district attorney's office and the Lubbock County Sheriff's Office. He said the money is needed to beef up its resources in case President Obama wins a November election. In the event of civil unrest, Judge Head says he's concerned the president would hand over the sovereignty of the United States to the United Nations and that the American public would react violently. He's going to try to hand over the sovereignty of the U.S. to the United Nations. And what's going to happen when that happens? Judd Head told Fox 34 and Lubbock.
Now, Dan, let me ask you, from the people you've met through life, what do you suppose the typical American would do if they, in fact, handed the sovereignty of America over to the U.N.? How would we react?
There would be an out-and-out civil war.
Well, what did the angel say to Dimitri? The fall of America would start with?
Would start with a few people fighting against the government.
An internal revolution. I like the way Michael Boldea put it when I interviewed him 3 or 4 weeks ago. He said, there are so many different groups at each other's neck these days. The black against the whites, the poverty against the rich, the legals against the illegals, the Republicans against the Democrats, the gays against the not gays. Okay. America is no longer united, we stand. We're becoming divided, so we fall.
New report by the Family Research Council and Liberty Institute claims that there's been a rising pattern of hostility towards Christians in America over the past decade. The 140-page survey of religious hostility in America prepared by the Liberty Institute and Family Research Council highlighted more than 600 examples illustrating what is characterized as religious animosity shown by judges, government bureaucrats, schools, and secular groups. From Obamacare mandates that force religious entities to pay for contraception to children being punished for uttering prayers in school, the report's findings shocked even those who commissioned it. It's a conflict of worldviews, Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council, told Fox News.
Well, Proverbs 29:2 says, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn." I believe that America is getting real close to the time when Christians are going to begin to mourn. I don't mean just in their prayer closets. I don't mean just in their prayers. I'm talking about their mourning because the wicked around them are going to be chasing them. Lindsay Williams said that the ruling elite are fair people, at least they consider themselves such. And so they feel like it is bad sportsmanship not to warn the people when they're planning on doing something. And one of the ways they warn them is in movies and music and their printed matter and also in their 6 o'clock news and newspapers and things like that. Let's take at what the movies are showing. If you go see the latest Batman movie, it shows you their real heart. What they want to do is to see a total evil takeover just as is portrayed in that movie. A total evil takeover of the world. When the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. What we're seeing here is the wicked are taking over more and more and more positions of power.
And Stan, there's other people that are starting to see this. In fact, I ran across this. Faith leaders are uniting to avoid cataclysmic judgment. The Bible records numerous instances in which a time period of 40 days was significant, including when it rained for 40 days and 40 nights, when God wanted to cleanse the world. When Moses was on the mountain for 40 days, and when the Israelite spies spent 40 days searching out the promised land.
Time has run out, but I want to say thank you for listening, and thank you for your prayers and your gifts of support. God bless. Now, from the Prophecy Club, some exciting opportunities for you. As prophecy students, we know an emergency is heading our way. And the average person can go over 30 days without food, but no more than 3 days without clean water. In the event of an emergency, you must have clean water almost immediately. One of the primary causes of death in emergencies is not lack of food, but rather drinking contaminated water. You can run water from a mud puddle through a Berkey and drink it. You can have clean water when others are getting sick from drinking bug-infested water. Your filter must work without pressurized water or electricity, which is why the missionaries choose Berkey. You can get a Go Berkey for $139, but I recommend you get the Royal Berkey with 4 filters for $364. I personally use the Crown with 8 filters for all my daily water needs. A Royal Berkey looks like a large stainless steel coffee pot, 9 inches wide by 20 inches tall, with 4 black filters. It processes over a gallon an hour for a gift of $364. Call 785-266-1112. Ask for the Royal Berkey, 785-266-1112, or the Crown Berkey with 8 filters. Or see the entire line of Berkeys by going to prophecyclub.com. I invite you to order my brand new DVD, Stargates, Wormholes, and the Bottomless Pit. Have 10,000 scientists from 100 countries recreated an Egyptian Stargate or wormhole? Was the idea for movies such as Contact, Hellboy, and Stargate SG-1 birthed from their plan to build a modern Stargate? Is their stated goal to recreate the Big Bang, the moment of creation, really a cover story for something more sinister? Will the 17-mile circular Large Hadron Collider, built 574 feet underneath Switzerland and France, open a door to another world? Some scientists fear it could easily open a wormhole or create a black hole and destroy this planet. Is it what fulfills the prophecy that the beast shall ascend out of the bottomless pit? Call 785-266-1112 and order Stargates, Wormholes, and the Bottomless Pit, or go to prophecyclub.com. Welcome to the Prophecy Club, and I've got Pastor Dan on the phone, and today is News Day. Pastor Dan, welcome back to the Prophecy Club.
Well, I'm glad to be here, and I just pray that the Father blesses all those that listen to these broadcasts and that it's worth the effort. Amen.
Amen. Okay, what's the first news article you got?
Okay, 7 years ago, Katrina hit New Orleans, but a lot of people don't know that that was the gay Mardi Gras time. The arrival of Hurricane Isaac exactly 7 years after Hurricane Katrina blasted New Orleans and has some people wondering if there's more to it than random chance and suggesting that the popular homosexual festival Southern Decadence may be part of a judgment from God. A hurricane hitting a celebration of decadence twice in 7 years. What are the odds? Asked Robin Cox, a lifelong Gulf Coast resident. Does it mean God has it in for New Orleans? Asked Mary Starkey. Just contemplating why this has happened twice in 7 years at the exact same time. Dating back to 1972, the Southern Decadence bills itself today as one of the largest annual celebrations and festivals in New Orleans. It has become known as the Gay Mardi Gras. One of its promotional websites indicates people begin to arrive on Wednesday before Labor Day and usually don't even think about stopping or going home until the following Tuesday. With over 120,000 gay, lesbian, and bisexual, transgender participants and an economic impact estimated to be in the excess of $125 billion. Christian pastors, including John McTernan of Defend and Proclaim the Faith website, made statements. This is John's. Katrina was the greatest natural disaster event to ever hit America. Now, 7 years later to the day, another hurricane is heading towards the city. The fact the events are 7 years apart is very significant, as this number is biblically important. It is a number of completion. God created the universe in 7 days. The church, city, nation have not repented. The homosexual agenda is far worse than it was in 2005. New Orleans is still hosting the Southern Decadence with open homosexuality manifesting in the streets of the city. It could be that God is putting an end to this city and its wickedness. The timing of the Hurricane Isaac with Southern Decadence is a sign that God's patience with America's sin is coming to an end. Let's all watch this very closely, because if New Orleans is destroyed, it's sure sign that the final judgment for the national sin of America has arrived. And we have reports, when I read this, of 18 inches of rain. A levee has already been topped. 650,000 people without power. Some people are having to be rescued. 12 feet of rain in different places. And we don't know the final outcome, but right now they're getting it pretty hard. Thanks.
Well, the question becomes, is this the hand of God, or is this just simply some bad luck coming upon New Orleans and America? And I take you to Letters to the Churches, March 1994. I'm only going to read one sentence from it. And it said, the voice speaking to Dimitri Dudeman said, "Tell my people that I tried to wake them up through powerful storms, fires, floods, and earthquakes. But even then, they would not wake up. This is why I will pour out my wrath when they least expect it." March 1994. Now, let's go to another one. This is March 29, 1997. Again, only one sentence. "These will be some of the punishments this country will have to endure," he said. "Through wind, storms, tornadoes, and disasters, I will weaken America." Now, a third one called The Three Scrolls, July 1st, 1994. Again, only a sentence or two. "I will send storms, heavy rains, flooding, earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, because I want them to see my power and know that without me, they can do nothing. They trusted in themselves and in their own strengths. This is why I will punish this place. The earth moved as if it were on water. The people lived in complete terror, each one yelling louder than the other, not being able to understand anything. The earth shook so violently that I was unable to walk. I will send great plagues over America, and I want you to be aware, because I'm trying to wake them up." So there you go. That's what God is really doing, Dan.
Well, amen. I agree that he is trying to warn the nation, because the Word of God tells everyone that first, before he casts off his people, that he does try to chastise them and warn them to get them to turn back.
Well, unfortunately, I'm not the only voice. I mean, you look at many of the voices through the Prophecy Club that have tried to speak out. As a matter of fact, the Prophecy Club is not the only ministry out there that is trying to tell America, yet they sleep on, they rejoice, they have a good time, they party like there's no tomorrow, and one of these days, there's not going to be a tomorrow. One of these days, the X on the calendar will be reached. One of these days, the angel will put the right foot on the land, the left foot on the sea, and say, it is finished. And then, those that are filthy will be filthy still. Those that are righteous will be righteous still. No one else will be saved. No one else will ever fall away. So we're getting close to it, brothers and sisters. And we do want to give you some encouragement. If we are in the will of God, God will protect us through this. This is not directed to us that have the prayer closet, that have our wedding garments clean, no spot, no wrinkle, that are in the will of God. This is for those people that He has to put through the trouble so that they can find their way to salvation. This is calling the prodigal sons home.
The Father will protect those just like He protected Ishak, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace right in the midst of the fire. He will protect His people. The safest place to be is in the will of God.
Amen.
The DNC proceeds with a two-hour Islamic prayers, and you won't believe who is invited. The people that are invited to speak for this isn't just that they are having a two-hour prayer that's Islamic, but the people that are invited to do the speaking, one of them is the Grand Imam called Siyar Waha, and I know that's a very hard name to pronounce, but this man is putting forward that the Constitution should be placed with the Quran. He says that we need to speak up. It is our duty as Muslims to replace the U.S. Constitution with the Quran. These people are radicals. They're not modern Islamic people, and they are opening for this convention. What do you think?
Well, I think what we are seeing, because America is not choosing Christ, then the attitude throughout the land is anybody but Christ. In other words, we would rather have a Muslim in the White House or a Mormon in the White House, anything but a Christian. Whether it's Republicans, apparently, or Democrats, it is anything but Christian. It's okay to have Muslims, Mormons, and of course, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but the Republican National Convention just opened up its convention with a sheikh. That's from the Hindu religion. So what in the world are we doing letting someone else with another God open up the prayer to the Republican National Convention? You know, like my mom said, this is no longer a Christian nation. Well, I have to say, I think she was ahead of her time, but certainly God would have to say today, America is not a Christian nation.
Well, apparently your mother quoted Obama before Obama said it. Because that's what he said, and to me, I felt like it pronounced a curse on this nation when he got up as president and said that this was no longer a Christian nation. In fact, he touted it as being a Muslim nation. The point is how can we get God to bless this country again if we have kicked Him out of the schools, we've kicked Him out of our government, and we just do not recognize we are a Christian nation?
Shane Warren is going to be speaking, and by the way, this is confirmed October the 5th at the Spirit of Prophecy Church on the corner of Park and K in Plano. So just make note of that, because this is the guy that was called to preach at the age of 12, and he was shown several visions for the future of America. Let me read through a couple of these bullet points, because one of them specifically speaks to this. He says that he saw Iran, Russia, and China conspiring to kill the dollar. He saw that dollars will be like rain. They'll be worthless. The New Madrid Fault will divide America from the Great Lakes down to the Gulf of Mexico. The dollar will die. Silver will rise more than gold. Major riots across America. And he saw most of the people holding up signs that essentially say that they were demanding their entitlements. Enemies now plot our destruction. A great revival, and here's the point we're coming to, a great revival will come to America, but it is a two-sided coin. It will come, this revival, in the middle of judgment. In other words, America gets judgment. She also gets revival. In other words, she doesn't just get a revival, just these wonderful meetings where people come to Jesus. She gets it in the middle of judgment. So I had been, and this answered to be questioned, I had been wondering, will the revival, will the thousands upon thousands that God has spoken to me that he's going to give to me, are they going to come before the bombs hit or after? And apparently, America's not going to wake up. She's not going to stop her slumber. She's not going to begin to turn to Jesus until the bombs hit. So apparently, now after the bombs hit, then America will begin to see the revival. Now, refresh your memory. That's Shane Warren, October the 5th. And I'll also go ahead and give you the other dates for the other speakers. We'll talk more about it here later. But October 6th, now confirmed, Bill Federer. We'll talk more about him. October 6th, Sunday morning, Bree Keaton. Monday evening, October 8th, is Bree Keaton again, Rescue Pygmies. October 9th, Maurice Scholar, Revelations for the Midnight Hour. October 26th, Daniel Daves, I Saw the Dollar Dead. That's not confirmed. October 27th, Michael Boldea, The Suffering or the Glory is confirmed. We'll tell you more about this later.
This is from the Pravda, you know, the Russian newspaper, and I titled this, Russian Bear Arms Exports. You know, right now, last year, the Russian arms exports exceeded much more than the American expectations. That's what the article said. Basically, it boiled down to this. They sold more arms in 2011. That's up like 6.5 billion more arms, up 14% than in 2011. In other words, in 2012, 14% higher. They're supplying more people with arms, and they're just right under us right now for arms sales in the world.
Well, you know, you and I did a whole radio program on your prophecy program, and we were talking about how the Russian bear is growing angry. I did a similar program on the Prophecy Club. I really believe that the Russian bear is not only getting angrier, according to what Dmitry Dudeman was told, but is also growing in strength. And when the Russian bear strike, we'll be right back after this message. I just made the revised Revelation verse by verse 2.0. The new 2.0 version has 612 PowerPoint slides, 212 pictures, and 10 charts. The topics are, what is the message of the seven churches? Who are the four horsemen? Is Revelation layered or sequential? What is a probable time for the tribulation to begin? Who are the beasts from the sea, the earth, and the pit? What does is fallen mean? What does it look like the day Jesus returns? Is the day of the Lord a year, a month, or a 24-hour day? Who is the woman who rides the beast? Who is the false prophet? Does the New Jerusalem come down at the end of 6,000 years or 7,000 years? When do we get our mansions? Are there one or two judgments on America? When is the door shut to the five virgins? Does everyone who survives Armageddon automatically get a glorified body? Two-thirds of mankind is killed in the tribulation. What happens to the other one-third? 8 hours, four DVDs, valued at $120. The upgrade gift amount is $30. The full version, $75. Call 785-266-1112. Ask for 2.0. That's Revelation verse by verse, second version, 2.0. Call 785-266-1112 or go to prophecyclub.com. Revelation verse by verse 2.0. The Prophecy Club's famous summer blowout is about to end. Right now, you can still get six DVDs of your choice, normally valued at over $180, all for a gift to the ministry of just $100. The offer expires August the 31st. Not available on the internet, you gotta call 785-266-1112. Six DVDs for a gift of $100 or more. Ends August 31st, 785-266-1112. And now, back to the program. But it's also growing in strength, and when the Russian bear strikes without warning, it will have such strength that not only will the U.S. military not be able to stop it, it will run all over every and any military that gets in its way. And that's what the angel told Dmitry Dudeman. So I think we had just better pull in our horns. And what we're doing over here in Iran and Middle East and Syria, essentially it is America that has overthrown now Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, Egypt, and we're in the process of overthrowing Syria. And one of the guys sent me an email and said, you know, the way they made the decision, a nation was evil back in World War II, was when that nation was overrunning other nations. So using that definition, America is an evil nation. We are overrunning and taking over and destroying and making other nations basically our captives. And so by that definition, America is the evil nation.
The Cold War never ended. Gorbachev said that to his people, that all this is for outward consumption.
Right.
We have not changed our view of overtaking the world and communism dying.
Yes, he said that in terms of speaking about perestroika and glasnost.
Absolutely. World War III, great commodities to end all wars. I got this from Market Watch. It's already started, folks, ending the great American dream. Fasten your seatbelt. Soon we'll be all shocked out of denial. Some unpredictable black swan. A global wake-up call will trigger the Pentagon's prediction in a fortune a decade ago at the launch of the Iraqi war. By 2020, an ancient pattern of desperate all-out wars over food, water, energy supplies is emerging. Warfare divining human life. And it's also the clear message in the race for what's left, the global scramble for the world's last resources. The latest book by noted international security expert Michael Clare. There's so much pointing to that. The next war will be over resources.
Well, as you look into the scriptures, we see that one of the things that God sends as a curse on the earth in a time, specifically in the time of the tribulation, is pestilence and famine. We see those sort of things starting to raise its head, even here in America. If you watch the news, they're talking about how the corn crop, the drought all through the north, United States, the central United States, is now so bad that they're going to have to raise prices on corn, and they said you could expect to see it starting in January. I just heard the other day that the Mississippi River is so low that they're having to stop the traffic that normally goes up and down the Mississippi River because of the drought through the central part of the United States. So these sort of things come upon a nation because God is not among us.
You would be amazed at what all corn is in, folks. If you go to your food store and look at some of your mixes and all those various things and other products, you'll find that corn just isn't in cereal. It's in everything. And so look for food prices all the way across the board to be going up.
It's in sodas. It's in your gasoline. That's right. Ethanol comes from corn.
Absolutely. The Civil War of 2016, U.S. military officers are told to plan to fight for Americans. This came from the Washington Times. Imagine Tea Party extremists seizing control of a South Carolina town and the army being sent in to crush the rebellion. This vision is now part of a discussion in the professional military circles, and it's part of a Small World's Journal entitled Full Spectrum Operations in the Homeland. It was written by retired Army Colonel Kevin Benson of the Army's University of Foreign and Military Culture Studies at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. They are teaching the people in the military to be able to fight against fellow Americans.
Revelation 18:20 says, "Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her." That's talking about America. Then you skip down to verse 24, "And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth." So at some point in the future, like the Nazi war machine turned into a Jewish killing machine that not only killed the Jews all across Germany, but also Poland and other nations. Apparently, from these two scriptures, America turns into a Christian killing machine that not only kills the Christians across America, but around the world. Oh, come on, Stan. You can't make that stretch that far. Okay, wait a minute. Let's look again at what it said. See if I'm reading into this, or see if this is really true. "And in her," that's talking about America, "was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth." That's saying that America kills prophets, and America kills saints, and is responsible for killing all that were slain upon the earth. So America is right at the heart of the killing machine. Now, what you're reading here, Dan, is about that killing machine. In other words, people in military, people in the government are preparing to attack our citizens. I was talking with Lindsey Williams the other day, just having a private conversation. I said, you know, Lindsey, I said, in my opinion, the difference between 1993 and the attitude of Americans today is essentially this. In 1993, when Americans heard something was going wrong in their nation, they at least felt like they could complain, they could do something about stopping it. Americans at least felt like they had a voice, felt like they were in control of their nation. Today, Americans don't think that we're in control of our nation, don't think that we can stop the machine from running all over us. And as the old saying says, fear the government that fears your guns. Today, America fears her government.
We're in a dire time, and with all the government agencies buying up huge amounts of ammunition, hollow point ammunition, it really makes you wonder.
Well, exactly. I mean, there's been numerous articles over the last 3 weeks of our government buying up large quantities of hollow point bullets. You know, you don't buy a gun unless there's the possibility that you're going to use it. I mean, maybe it's only for target practice, but who buys a gun and sticks it in the drawer and never opens the drawer again? Okay, same thing. Why is our government buying not just thousands, but millions of rounds of hollow point bullets? Obviously, they're planning on the possibility that they might need to use them. Maybe they know something is coming that they think we don't know. Of course, since we listen to the prophets, we know that there is a riot coming. Riots all across the nation. Matter of fact, that's coming up in our speakers this month. Several of them have said this, just like Michael Boldea. Now, when Michael says something, I listen. I know that it's the angel that's speaking to him that he's quoting. And Michael said that before the end of this year, there would be blood on the streets of America. So these riots are coming to America soon. You mark my words. It's not that I'm good, not that I'm right, but I listen to the ones that are. And they're saying that soon, around the corner, we're looking at blood in the streets, riots, and as Shane Warren was shown, they're going to be holding up, maybe not this year, but at some point in the future, signs that say we want our entitlements. To me, that tells me that probably they cut off welfare. I was just talking to Leslie just 30 minutes ago. I said, you remember Dimitri Dudeman said, now this is not of thus saith the Lord, I want to make that clear, okay? He said, in his opinion, the thing that would start the internal revolution would probably be something like they cut off welfare. Now, we know through Prophet Leslie what it is that really starts the internal revolution is when there's a catastrophe in America and America calls for the nations to help, but Israel doesn't help. Then Israel is attacked, and America sends troops, but America gets mad because the government sends the troops to help Israel, but Israel didn't help America when America was on her knees. So we know how the internal revolution is going to start. However, if you think about it, just as I told her, I said, to me it makes perfect sense that probably the cutoff of welfare is a part of making the hearts of Americans angry to start with. I mean, it's just like anyone, you know, if you've already got angry over one incident, and then shortly behind that, the same day, another incident makes you angry, then it's like the next thing doesn't take as much to make you angry. Okay, so it's a series of events that brings Americans to the internal revolution. So, yes, I'm very concerned to hear my government buying bullets, hollow point bullets.
For the record, Social Security Administration and the Post Office is just two of those agencies, rather, that are buying up bullets. Two agencies that you go, well, why would they need such a massive amount of ammunition? They're not the military.
So the USDA has also been buying up these hollow point bullets. Now, these are the folks that are supposed to see that what we eat is good food. So that makes me think that there might be a time in the near future when Americans are angry enough over their food to pick up a shooting iron. I mean, that's why they're buying the bullets, because they're afraid Americans are going to start using their bullets on them, and so they got to buy their own bullets. I mean, you can't escape that conclusion.
Post office, no checks. Social Security Administration, no checks. USDA, no food. Two people have died after contracting Legionnaire's disease. Now, this is an outbreak linked to a downtown Marriott hotel, and it's funny that they've had pestilence there the last year, and in New York City, bed bugs overwhelming. But this Legionnaire's disease, which isn't connected to the bed bugs, is coming. It's a pestilence, and that's an unusual thing. Then after that, the next article that I stumbled across was the second person dies after contracting a rare rodent-borne disease at Yosemite National Park. Two people have died from rodent's disease, and that's a hantavirus coming back. You folks might remember that from a few years ago. And then still, that West Nile virus is just going right on. In New York, one of the most expensive neighborhoods are spraying for West Nile virus because they're definitely afraid of it, and these things are coming out of the woodwork. What do you think, Stan?
Well, of course, we're having the West Nile virus sprays around here in the Dallas area, too. But now there's a couple of scriptures. We want to tie this to Bible prophecy. If we go to Deuteronomy 28, verse 21, it really starts explaining it for us. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee. Now, let me give you a little background. You remember in Deuteronomy 28, about the first 10 scriptures are to the nation that is following God. If you follow God, then these are all your blessings. You're going to be the head, not the tail. Blessed when you come in, blessed when you go out, the lender, not the borrower. You'll be the head and not the tail. I mean, wonderful blessings. Unfortunately, the next 30 verses go through about 30 curses if you don't follow what God has told to the nation. Now, let me read that again. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee, until he have consumed thee from off the land, whether thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption, with a fever, with an inflammation, with an extreme burning, with the sword, with blasting, mildew, and they shall pursue thee. Time has run out, but I want to say thank you for listening, and thank you for your prayers and your gifts of support. God bless. Now from the Prophecy Club, some exciting opportunities for you. The Prophecy Club's famous summer blowout is about to end. Right now, you can still get 6 DVDs of your choice, normally valued at over $180, all for a gift to the ministry of just $100. The offer expires August the 31st. Not available on the internet, you gotta call 785-266-1112. 6 DVDs for a gift of $100 or more. Ends August 31st, 785-266-1112. As prophecy students, we know an emergency is heading our way. And the average person can go over 30 days without food, but no more than 3 days without clean water. In the event of an emergency, you must have clean water almost immediately. One of the primary causes of death in emergency is not lack of food, but rather drinking contaminated water. You can run water from a mud puddle through a Berkey and drink it. You can have clean water when others are getting sick from drinking bug-infested water. Your filter must work without pressurized water or electricity, which is why the missionaries choose Berkey. You can get a Go Berkey for $139, but I recommend you get the Royal Berkey with 4 filters for $364. I personally use the Crown with 8 filters for all my daily water needs. A Royal Berkey looks like a large stainless steel coffee pot, 9 inches wide by 20 inches tall, with 4 black filters. It processes over a gallon an hour for a gift of $364. Call 785-266-1112. Ask for the Royal Berkey, 785-266-1112, or the Crown Berkey with 8 filters. Or see the entire line of Berkeys by going to prophecyclub.com. The Prophecy Club's famous summer blowout is about to end. Right now, you can still get 6 DVDs of your choice, normally valued at over $180, all for a gift to the ministry of just $100. The offer expires August the 31st. Not available on the internet, you gotta call 785-266-1112. 6 DVDs for a gift of $100 or more. Ends August 31st, 785-266-1112.